And welcome back to another podcast. This is a mini podcast. Tyler and I haven't done a podcast in a while. Who knows what he's doing? He could be dead for all I know. I don't give a shit. I'm done with him. But anyways, guys, I am on a cruise in the ocean. That's where cruises go. They go in the ocean there,
as it turns out. There's seven seas, and cruises happen in those seven.
As you can hear, I have a guest with me. Travis, we're doing a little mini podcast, and we are on Carnival Elation. We left out of Port Canaveral, yes, in Florida
from Cocoa Beach.
I have not been drinking. We already hit two stops. We have a sea day tomorrow, and then we're back at the port. Mm-hmm. But I just thought I'd. Travis and I have been chatting it up. We're about to watch the Buccaneers game on my cell phone here in the next 30 minutes.
Because on an entire cruise ship with 5,000 people on it, they don't have an NFL game.
They're skipping us on channels.
I'm going to write an email when I get off this ship.
All right. So as you guys know, I've talked about cruising quite a bit. My brother goes on lots of cruises. He's a diamond. I'm a platinum. So what that means is I've been on at least 75 days on a ship. Daniel's been on over 200 days on a ship. That's my brother.
This is my third day on a ship. I am new to this.
So this is officially your first cruise.
Yep.
So what do you think so far?
Fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I just threw the F-bomb. How is your podcast? Is it very much 18 plus?
You gotta watch your fucking language. You gotta watch your fucking language.
You know, English. I know English pretty well.
All right, awesome. So where are you from?
Florida. About an hour north of Tampa. If you've ever been a vacationer, then manatees. I come from the one place in the country you can see manatees.
You're not one of the guys that always, you know, like... You know, there's a standing joke in the rest of the states of Fox, of like Florida news.
Florida man.
Are you
asking me if I'm Florida?
Are you a Florida man?
Very much. And since I moved to Chicago last year, I've had a great time being Florida man for a bunch of people who don't get
it. But you never hit the news for doing something stupid. That's what a real Florida man thing kind of is, though.
Local news, yes.
Holy shit, okay. Is there a story here?
Yeah, I stole a car and drove it into an abandoned quarry. They still haven't got that car out of that.
How did this happen?
10 years ago?
10 years. Okay, 10 years ago. How did you go about... What made you decide to steal a car? Was it alcohol?
Drugs. Drugs. It was drugs.
Cocaine.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. And so where I'm from in Florida, it's very rural. So there's lots of old mines, old caves, lots of woods. Okay. So at one point, one of my buddies had sold a van to another guy. Mm-hmm. On the basis that he would pay him back. This guy did not pay my buddy back. And he said, I'm going to go get this fucking van tonight because we were drunk. And I said, fuck yeah, let's go get this van. So my buddy, he had already signed the registration over to this guy. Uh-huh. So there's no real legal way to go get this van back. And... So we dressed in black and we're gonna go steal this van back. And
oh,
we did.
My gosh.
We stole this van back, right? And so the cops, shortly after I jumped in this van with the spare key and drove away, the cops were called and they were following. There's only so many main roads in the county.
Two of you were in the vehicle.
No, there's like six of us. Like,
shit.
It was like damn near a party. Yeah.
Were you driving?
Like an adventuring party, like D&D almost. You know, there was like a whole... There was like a dude that knows how to hotwire cars. There was like a guy whose dad was the police chief.
D&D on acid.
Yeah, yeah. It was shrooms. Oh, and shrooms. So... have you ever tried to drive on shrooms?
Definitely not.
Don't. Don't. So anyway, so we stole this car. We drove it into the game reserve. I don't know if you know what a game reserve is.
So were you being okay? You were driving. You were being chased at the time then.
And not at first. Okay. We were on a main road. It was probably like 45 minutes later because at this point we kind of stole a van, so we were just drinking in a van.
Did you know the cops were out after you at that point already?
Or you we knew know? It was a possibility. Yeah. I mean, when you do stupid shit, you got to expect stupid consequences. Like that's something that happens.
Oh my god!
And the cops got behind us, and so this is not the first time I've ran from cops. So I dunked it off into the woods, went into the trails in the game reserve. 3 helicopters and 20-something squad cars later, there was nothing left of this empty mine in the middle of the woods. And so, when we were kids, we used to swim in this mine, in this old quarry that had filled up with groundwater after they stopped using it actively. And when we were kids, we couldn't find, you couldn't see the bottom. You couldn't find the bottom. I don't even know how fucking deep it is. And so, when the cops were chasing us, we had a stolen vehicle. And so we got away from the cops and then we drove it into that quarry.
Just drove it right in.
Yep. Yep.
Did it start filling up with the water right away? Like you had to.
Oh, it went down and I've not heard or seen about it to this day. I've heard there's other stolen vehicles down there too. But
so you guys didn't get caught at all then?
I was already on probation at the time. I was already on probation at the time. No joke. I was already on probation at the time for some other things. Maybe we can talk about that at some other point.
That sounds like another podcast.
All right. And
oh my god.
So, 4 of my friends jumped out and my buddy was like, just drive in this motherfucker and leave it. And
they had already jumped out when you were
drove it into it. Yeah.
So did you already have your door open ready to jump out? Oh, yeah,
and rolled out.
Yep. Okay, so you just,
And it hit, and it bubbles for like 10 minutes. Man. And kind of
scary.
That's about the time that the helicopter found us again. Because I knew them woods, because I grew up around there. And so I turned off the lights, and I was just going.
But they didn't see that the car, that what you had done with the vehicle.
No. Not at all. Wow. And so when they finally caught up to us, it was just me and 5 of my buddies standing in the woods.
Just chilling. They have no idea.
I mean, they had an idea, but what are you going to do? It's a couple hundred feet deep, and there's a old Dodge Caravan minivan sitting at the bottom of
it. What did they say to you? Did they say, like...
So here's what I said to them.
Did you put that vehicle in there?
Here's what I said to them. So they came up hard. At this point, we'd been being chased through the woods by many squad cars. And they finally came, and I just put my hands up, because, like I said, I was already on probation. And I said, I didn't do it. Whatever it was, I didn't do it. As it turns out, the first guy who got to me was a buddy of mine from high school, who just happened to be a cop in town at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, you're fucking up. And I said, am I though? And
it's not a crime to be in the woods.
As it turns out, that's what a game reserve is for. For nature. And we're just here looking at trees.
We're bird watching. 2 o'clock in the morning.
It was about 3:30.
3:30.
Yep, because I remember sitting with the cops. The cops kept us there for like 3 hours. Sounds until like the sun time. Came up. Until the sun came up. When the sun finally started coming up, they said, fuck it. And they let us all go. Like I said, I was on probation at the time, so I was expecting to go to jail.
Oh, man.
Because when I was young, I was stupid.
So they could have pinned nothing on you. That was it, huh?
There was no real evidence other than a guy saying we stole a car and people saying that they saw us in a Dodge Caravan, but that Dodge Caravan is no longer accessible. And I ended up driving multiple motorcycles into that motherfucker after that for like years. Like
they were stolen or?
So what we used to do when we were kids is when I was younger, we would go and find like $500 vehicles. And what we'd do is we'd take all the doors off and the hood and everything, and we'd take it to the mud hole. And we would just drive a random car until it broke down.
Oh my gosh. Well,
it's really hard to get rid of a whole car. Like, that is something that takes a little bit of work.
And my grandfather had told me that back in their day, they used to dump stolen shit in that quarry. So I already had an idea.
There's all kinds of shit in there.
I've heard there's entire cranes and bulldozers in the bottom of that.
How deep is it?
I don't know.
Deep enough to hide plenty of vehicles, I guess.
Yeah, no idea. No idea how deep it is. The water's real blue, but it's very cloudy. And so you can't really see anything. And I've jumped in. I've never took like scuba gear out there, but I've jumped in and swam as far as I could.
Can you see okay under the water?
No.
Nope. You can't see shit. Huh? Nope. Oh my gosh. So, oh wow.
And man,
what a story.
So that was the last time I stole a car.
Man. But not the only time.
No. Nope. Fuck.
Well, stay tuned for the next podcast. I think we might have to have a follow-up one. Guys, thank you for listening to another podcast. Travis, thank you for
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, thanks for listening. And I have plenty of stupid stories, so hopefully I'll be back.
So as you can tell, the story of Florida Man is real.
Florida Man is real. He exists. I know a dozen of them.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good night. Bye.